Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the Midnight Garden. I am your host, Mento Sasquatch. Please join me as we talk things that are great and small, important and not so important. And the couple of vegetables or fruits we should be sitting in between. Let's say that we're sitting in between the cranberries and the yams. So make it seasonal. Cranberries and the yams today because it's Thanksgiving week. Yay! Actually, it's over, but that week, the weekend's not over. It's a wonderful four-day weekend that everybody looks forward to. We used to do up Thanksgiving big in my family. Actually, my mother's side of the family had a get-together always at my Aunt Janet's house, and there was always a great spread, and there was always conviviality with the many kinds of cousins. And then over the years, the cousins started not getting along so well, and the whole thing kind of fell apart. I missed not the last one, but the next to the last one. I had to work. I was working at a group home. Of course, the group home never shuts down, but we had to, as it turns out, everybody, all of them, we didn't know this in advance, but all the guys who lived in the group home ended up going home to spend Thanksgiving with relatives, so I wouldn't have needed to be there anyway. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. I did get to go to the last and final Aunt Janet's Thanksgiving. I'm still sad that's gone because my parents now take us, my brother and I, to Bob Evans. And I like Bob Evans, but doesn't have quite the festive air that the family celebration did, although it is still a family celebration. My daughter and my son-in-law joined us this time, and as a surprise, they brought my granddaughter. We weren't expecting her. It was supposed to be that she was going to be with her father for Thanksgiving, and those arrangements were changed, so we did get to frolic with the granddaughter for Thanksgiving, and that was certainly an absolutely pleasant surprise and a gift and something I can really be thankful for. So I can't be 100% cynical about Thanksgiving when things like that happen. But I can be about 95% cynical about it because, as you all know, I'm working retail these days. And no rest for retail, especially this time of the year. It's number one retail weekend of the year. And we aren't quite short staffed yet. There are a number of people on our staff who are college students. And for the holidays, they go home for the holidays and not available to us. So it's more hours for me, but then also more aggravation. And this is the busiest time of the year and some of our shortest staff days of the year. We did Black Friday today. I worked on Thanksgiving, and I worked on Black Friday, my very first Black Friday, and it was everything I was told to expect it to be. So not, it didn't live up to my fears. You know, my anxious mind will come up with many, many things that for me to be afraid of that don't come to pass. I can say that I didn't physically injure myself, so that's one good thing. I was afraid that I would aggravate my back or my shoulder, and I certainly do feel it. But it's nothing debilitating. I am still a bit worried because I get to do 8 more hours tomorrow and 4 more hours on Sunday after that. So that's the fun thing is that this wonderful 4-day weekend that the rest of the country is enjoying. I work all 4 days. It's the first time in my existence that I'm aware of that I've worked all 4 days of the Thanksgiving holiday. So, yay. But halfway through it, I was absolutely dreading it. Counting one of those things when I was in middle school, I used to dread gym class because I'm not very physically inclined, athletically inclined. And in my middle school, actually junior high school, there they had built a new gym. There was an old gym, and then they built it. It got bad, and they built a new one. But they didn't build new locker rooms. So the locker rooms were quite a distance away from the gym. So have to come out of the gym and walk down the hallway past the cafeteria, and then you'd take a left down a hallway, and you'd run into the band room, and then you'd take a right past the choir room, and at the end of that hallway, there was a door that went to the outside, and you took another left, and that went up that stairwell, one of those double, I always call it a double stairwell, where there's kind of a, there's a landing, and then but there's no door there, you keep going up the other direction, and then got to the top, and that was the gym, and that was like probably like the longest mile for me, walking that distance, hoping that there'd be a fire alarm or something would happen that I wouldn't have to go to the gym class. And that was sort of the way I felt about my Thanksgiving retail experience. I really did not want it to come, but I had the taste on Thanksgiving because I had 4 hours. I was able to eat Thanksgiving with my folks. I drove back to my large city in the Midwest and worked from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that was more brisk than the ordinary weekend evening, but not something that I couldn't handle. Today was 7 hours on Black Friday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it was rather brisk the whole day. No let-ups. One of the fun things about this, I think I mentioned in the last show, was that there people who have this proclivity for just dropping, when they're done with their shoes that they're looking at, they just drop them on the floor. And schlubs like me have to go and pick them up. There was a lot of picking up to do today, but not as much as I feared there might be. We only had one unruly customer, and that was way more than I feared there might be. They seemed to come out on the days when we were really busy and don't have time to really deal with them properly. What I mean by unruly is someone who just has 100% unreasonable expectations of what we can do for them. They take that old saying that the customer is always right, and they really put that to the test. So you have to, one has to satisfy them in some way. I'm not particularly good at it, but I'm also not a manager or a team leader, so I have that option. I could throw them onto a manager or team leader and then go pick up more shoes. So actually, the one we had today didn't even come to me, so I didn't have to deal with it at all. But there's my store again. That's been the game going on today. At least half a dozen times, they've gone through, this is the door that's next door to me. B, I am at apartment A, they are apartment B. And I'm having good fortune to be on the ground floor, and they are on the upper floor, but I could hear them go up and down the staircase. As I say, I think that's probably six times in the past hour that they've rumbled past, burst out the door and down the steps, down off the landing, downstairs, off to wherever it is they're going. And then I don't know where they could be going. It's what, 40 degrees, and it's not too terribly, not as cold as it's been the last couple of days, but I don't imagine, that certainly today's children not as hardy as we once were, where we got shut out of the house on a winter day and had to create ways to get warm, and didn't have any matches, so couldn't burn things. But I'm just down listening to go back and forth across the floor. And the other day they were blasting the radio at about 5 a.m. That only lasted about 15 minutes for a big baby. There is some sort of mother figure up there. Don't know if she's actually the mother. She doesn't seem like she's old enough. But there is some sort of person in charge. And usually the shenanigans don't last very long if that person is around. Sometimes that person is not around. But everybody gets to miss it because I was out of town for a few days around the Thanksgiving holiday. But I'm here now. I'm 11/23 of the way through my Thanksgiving retail experience. 4 hours yesterday, 7 hours today, it's 11. I've got 8 hours tomorrow and 4 hours on Sunday. So working on every day of the of the Blessed Holy Giving weekend. 23 hours in total. But that time, that money is a blessing. But we shouldn't have to do it. But it was very big for that money. And sort of it makes me want to swear before God and my ancestors that I'm going to be doing something other than retail this time next week. It's like 6 years of swearing that hasn't really got me all that far. The guy from there's a place that my therapist has recommended that I go to as far as seeking work. I haven't been there yet. But a guy from the place was just randomly at the library. They had settled randomly. They set up these community things. He was at the library. You could talk to him. Unfortunately, I didn't realize he was going to be there. I had Ronnie and my materials with me. And it was rather late in his session anyway. I was kind of waiting outside. He was already over the time he was supposed to be there. So I backed off. I didn't try to see him. But boy, you think about that a lot. When you're doing the in the seventh hour of the 7 hour Black Friday shift, I met a lot of really nice people. Yeah, because my job, because I'm the slowest on the cash registers, they like today, they don't want the slowest guy on the cash registers on the cash register. I was doing the greeting and pointing people towards the proper part of the store, explaining the specials and all that. And about the fifth hour into it, that all kind of dropped off. I kind of hit a wall. I couldn't keep explaining. I continued to do the greeting, but it was explain on demand. If they asked me to explain the specials, I would do it. But I caught a second wind during the last hour when I knew I would be leaving soon. Boy, the store was a mess, though. So we kept up with the shoes pretty well. The shoes on the floor, but there's always you're supposed to. They like the national company likes the price tags to be put on the shoes a certain way, and they were all over the place. And no way we could take the time to keep up with that. A kid dropped popcorn all over the floor. Did kind of a rough cleanup of that, but they were still. Evidence of popcorn crunchiness as you walked over the spot where that had happened. What else can I tell you about this experience? I think I said this already. It wasn't what I had feared. It was not as bad. It was not as intense as I had feared it would be, but I still don't like it. And it's not a matter of, again, because it goes back to this thing, do I feel like I'm better than other people that I shouldn't have to do this? No. I feel that I have a different skill set than other people do, and that there's other work that would suit me better than this does. Now, some people say, I don't understand the difference. And so I'll explain it more slowly. But so now I think there's a difference in that. That's really what matters. Well, that's the first one. Oh, this show is going so slowly. Oh, because usually I try to have like three things I want to talk about. And Black Friday, which is it just passed. It was midnight after Black Friday. It's very fresh in my mind. It just happened. But again, it's saturating my mind. At the same time, I don't really have anything specific to talk about. There were no fist fights. Nobody broke the glass outside of the store. It was just busy. And busy not in a good way. Busy in a kind of boring way. Busy in a way that, I mean, usually busy is good in the sense that it makes the time go by. And for most of the day, I didn't really find that was the case. The day still dragged, even though we were busy. And excuse me, my eyes keep going down here. I'm looking at the clock. How much of I am with them? I'm halfway through the show. Oh my God! But what else am I gonna do? Long pause. Well, I told you about last week's show. My show blew up last week. It was my phone went all to hell. And they still have the phone, by the way, the repair people. Haven't got it back yet, although I realize Thanksgiving is in the way. It's not going to be able to work every day. Probably didn't work on Wednesday either. Figured, I don't know if they picked it up today or not. We used to get, when I was working for real, we got Thursday and Friday off. So you know, the text might not be back out until Monday. In the meantime, they gave me a loaner phone, which is the same kind of phone I had. So I'm basically used to it, although when they sent home today, it wouldn't place calls or receive calls. So it took a little while to work that out. I had to go back to them and have them fix whatever was broken there. But it's not, it has, I mean, it has sound, which is one of the major things that was wrong with the old one. So there's that. Just even though there isn't so much of a difference, I kind of want my old one back. Being a friend, I can't even say it's being held hostage because it doesn't even trade because it's phone. I brought my old track phone out of retirement to try to use that for some stuff. I don't know. What has happened this week? It's not like I can't remember what happened this week. That happens sometimes. I go back and I just can't remember what happened. It really seems like nothing happened. It's like just a blank, like a cipher. Like there's nothing to remember. That's an odd sensation. I feel very depressed. I don't want this to become the mental lines show. But I began anticipating all this stuff I was going to have to do for work. I slept 14 hours the day before. Went to bed at 5:30 p.m., woke up at 7:30 the next morning, which I never do. It's, and I find that I'm not looking beyond this experience the way I have in the past. I find in a way I've almost accepted that this is my life now. And I get kind of panicky when I get those feelings. No, I don't want to accept it. I don't want this to be my life now. I mean, being you're working 20 to 30 hours a week retail, you know, barely able to pay my bills. My parents have to pay big expenses in my car. I would never be able to do it. But, what happens when they're gone and so forth and so on. It's surreal. I sit and I think, you know, what happened to my life? And I know, you know, some of my holier than thou friends would come back at me and say, well, you have it so much better than a lot of other people. I realize completely that I have it way, way better than a lot of other people do. Does that mean that I shouldn't aspire for something better? I shouldn't aspire for what I aspired for in my youth. I shouldn't aspire for what I was told I would get if I did certain things. Like, you know, go to college, work hard, get a job, work hard, all these things, and did those things to the best of my ability. And you know, here I sit without a job for 6 years. As my mother would say, life isn't fair. What a bad show this is turning out to be. I still have 10 minutes left. Good Lord. So I want to stop talking because my voice is all graveling. There's going to be another 8 hours tomorrow. I'll say, hi, welcome. Can I tell you about our special? I did get to run the register for about 2 seconds. Somebody was off doing an errand and customers needed to be rung out. So I jumped in. Excuse me, and showed off my mad register skills. I've been holding pretty steady at number three. I have no idea why. I didn't have any idea I was doing that. And then one of the leads told me she was actually throwing me some of her register. They put you before you bring out a customer, you type in your identification number that she'd been typing mine in to help me out, which it was nice of her, but then at the same time, it takes away any pride I might have had in sitting there at number three, because kind of like taking steroids. It's not real. Not an answer. I need to change my shirt because I wore this shirt. Our manager had an idea. Have everybody wear ugly Christmas sweaters. I don't have any ugly Christmas sweaters. I thought I did. Chief Iggy's father gave me some sweaters once, years ago. And I had passed them along to my father. And when I was home over the weekend, I found them, and they were really Christmas sweaters. They were winter sweaters, of course. They mostly had deer and moose on the front of them. But I grabbed one up when I brought it back with me. Maybe that'll do. But my boss fell in love with this shirt, and she told him a Hawaiian shirt. I don't really think it's a Hawaiian shirt, although it's got trees on it. I have a better Hawaiian shirt, but I think it's back in mom and dad's too. Anyway, I work for Thanksgiving. I work for today, so tomorrow I probably ought to wear a different shirt. I think I have my blue one with the yellow flowers on it. That is really more Hawaiian anyway. So that'll probably be my Saturday after Black Friday shirt. Be charcoal gray Saturday shirt. 8 hours. That's seven. I haven't worked eight for a while. I used to work 8 hours all the time, every day. And I don't know how the hell I did it. Just did it last year, not for very long, 7 weeks. I worked at FedEx. It was seasonal, but it was 40 hours a week. And I was eating aspirin like a maniac. But it's just another one of those where I couldn't keep up. I was processing 16 units an hour, and they went like 40. That's not the average. Up to 40, come on. My thing with the sort of repetitive tasks that require speed is that I think about them too much. And I overthink them, and you need to be able to let that go and just perform the task according to the rules and not try to figure out a better way to do it. And that's the same whether it's at FedEx. We were handling pieces of computer equipment. We're bringing them in and then identifying them and repackaging them and sending them out to somebody else who's recycling them. And there's just a lot of places in the process where I was just overthinking it. I got frustrated because at one point a piece, rather an expensive piece of equipment, I left it in the box. So I put the box on the board to be sent to where the boxes are recycled. And the people over there discovered there was a motherboard, still a motherboard in there. Two motherboards in the box. I hadn't been expecting two. I took the first one out and didn't look for the second one. So then I got very obsessed with looking through the boxes and making sure that there wasn't anything else in there. That always cost me time. Speed has just never been something that I put on my resume. Never been fast. I took one of those manual training tests one time where it's like a pegboard. You get a pegboard and a bolt and a washer. You got to put the washer on the pegboard and put the bolt through it and, screw it in so it's okay. And so it doesn't come back out. And they count how many times you do that. And the guy told me that I tested like somebody who had a mental disability, although that's not the word he used. So, I mean, that made me feel good. I have a statement that I took a couple of years ago. I was sent by another therapist to have a, you know, a battery of aptitude tests done. And they gave me something a little similar. It's like these metal popsicle sticks. And they gave you the parts, and there was a picture, like a part print, and you had to put the parts together and make the shape that they were describing. I couldn't get anywhere with it. I was taking my time. No worries about it. It's not a pass, fail, not a graded kind of thing. And says, oh, okay, I took it that way. And they stopped me because I wasn't half done, and I'd already gone, you know, far beyond the timetable. So I went, sorry. You know, you're supposed to be, someone in a coma actually did this out fast to me. Lump that all in with the psychology tests, too, that kept me out of various jobs. You know, all the data, all the instruments in the world are telling me that this is not the whole kind of work I should be doing. And yet, I was going to say that others seem to attribute that that perception to some kind of elitism on my part. Now, I don't know that actually. No one has ever said that to me. I don't know that others think that that's what I'm thinking. Know that I think it. And I don't know. I get to, you know, every job fair, every job counselor that I see, it's like more of the same. Been here, done that. Last job fair I went to, I think I was there for 5 minutes. I turned around. I don't see my people. Where are my people? When, introduce me to someone I can talk to. It's sad. So sad. So much wasted time. I've said on the show before that if I had it to do over again, I would go to technical school and learn how to run a television camera. You know, the movie and video cameras are the things that I had the most fun with when I was a kid. I did a lot of video of, you know, the basketball team and my dad's movie camera at home and used that a lot. I was just told that that was beneath me. You know, I needed to do something better than that. So I think they're the elitists, not me. And I put that in my head, you know, so that I had to do something. And I had to see what, you know, what the difference was when I was out there doing something that I really love. So I just got my 90 seconds, just as I was starting to get on a little bit of a roll. So we'll bookmark that and try to remember it for next time. Thank you for listening. We'll be along next time. We have a few more shows before Christmas, man. I believe December the 22nd, I'm going to take off or give you a pre-recorded show. But just a few more times. We will be seeing each other, so hearing each other. So thanks for tuning in, and please tune in again next week. Have a pleasant good evening.